Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for December 19th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian, and this podcast will provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, JLN has another video from our FIA Asia coverage, this one an interview with FIA General Counsel Allison Lurton. Lurton participated in a panel discussion that debated man versus machine, titled, "This House Believes That Machine Will Replace Man in the Future." You can find the interview with Lurton on johnlothiannews.com. During Friday's triple witching closing, the NYSE executed its largest ever closing auction, measured by notional value, with just over $142 billion in shares changing hands, NYSE reported on LinkedIn. The NYSE says the closing auction is typically the largest liquidity event on the U.S. trading day. An article from the Wall Street Journal sheds light on the alarming consequences of rapidly melting ice on Mount Everest, resulting in heightened risks for climbers aiming to conquer the world's tallest peak. The report highlights a temperature increase across the Himalayas that is rapidly thinning the ice in line with the global trend of accelerated glacier melting. These developments amplify the challenges faced on this iconic mountain, making future expeditions considerably more perilous. If you have dreams of a white Christmas in the U.S., you might have to plan for another year. The latest temperature outlook, as provided by the Climate Prediction Center, anticipates above average temperatures from December 20th to 26th across nearly the entire U.S., encompassing even Hawaii and a significant portion of Alaska, CNN reports. Credit Agricole CIB is looking for summer interns. You can learn more and apply with a link in today's newsletter. Guy Melamed, CEO of Xperi, has penned a year-end blog post titled 2023, The Catalyzation of Transformative Change, as he reflects on the innovative changes of the past year. The CME Group shared the climate markets update from Carbon Pulse. The December 18th report examines compliance. Canada announces cap and trade plans for oil and gas sector voluntary markets. Country negotiators push back on Article 6 and finance. Corporations invest in nature-based solutions. View the Carbon Pulse report on the CME website. There's a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Options Discovery Episode 27, Intro to Options on Futures. Larry Abrams, President of Absolute Return Capital Management, discusses futures options trading and more with JLN's Esma Awas from John Lothian News. JP Morgan and Baton Systems team up to expand CCP coverage for collateral management from the trade. And one of Wall Street's biggest bears says the Fed is giving investors a good reason to be bullish in 2024 from MarketWatch. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here's the video referenced earlier. General Counsel Allison Lurton reflects on the impact of technology on the futures industry workforce at FIA Asia Conference. At the FIA Asia Conference held in Singapore, Allison Lurton, General Counsel and Chief Legal Officer at FIA, shared her insights on the evolving landscape of the futures industry workforce in the face of advancing technology. The interview, conducted by Robert Lothian of John Lothian News, looked into crucial topics regarding automation, job placement, and the role of human intelligence in a technology-driven world. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's episode 27 of Options Discovery. Intro to Options on Futures. Larry Abrams, president of Absolute Return Capital Management and former floor trader, discusses futures options in this Options Discovery full interview. In this Options Discovery full interview, Esma Awas speaks with Larry Abrams, president of Absolute Return Capital Management. Larry addresses a variety of topics from his career, including his background as a floor trader, as well as the nonprofit organization he is currently involved in. Larry also gives more insight into the options on futures market, such as the benefits of these options, how they are different from stock options, volatility risk, and more. You can check out Absolute Capital Management with the link in today's newsletter. You can watch the full episode on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The other side of Greenwich. Hunger among the hedge funds, home to a handful of billionaires, Greenwich is also struggling with thousands of people who face food insecurity. The drive-through Greenwich, Pearl of Connecticut's Gold Coast, can feel like a journey into 48 square miles of money, from backcountry lanes around the exclusive Roundhill Club, past Patrician Estate, $5 million colonials, the Ferrari and Porsche dealerships, Saks and Hermes, to the Indian Harbor Yacht Club on the Sound. Greenwich, which celebrated hedge fund capital of the world, seems to drip with wealth. My comment. The poor will always be with us. Who said that? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, the oldest businesses in the world share their secrets. What does it take to stay open for the long haul and not just for a few generations, but hundreds, if not thousands, of years? The average American business closes shop after about 21 years. Spare a thought for those enterprises in the back half of the bell curve, which never reached the legal drinking age. Some businesses, though, last longer, a lot longer. Take Kango Gumi, a Japanese construction company founded in 578 AD, or Santa Maria Novella, an Italian pharmacy that's been perfuming the elite since Michelangelo was decorating ceilings. Here are some longevity lessons from businesses with more than ample experience. My comment. There's a difference between the world's oldest businesses and the world's oldest profession. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story yesterday was CNN's OpenAI's technologies is upending our everyday lives. It's overseen exclusively by wealthy white men. Second was Bloomberg's bond market, not banks, dominate a world of looser lending. And third was the Financial Times story, BP pauses oil shipments through Red Sea after rebel attacks. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, your money may not survive a quantum heist. Not even supercomputers can crack the codes at the height of digital cash, but that protection may fade as technology evolves. As your credit card is scanned one final time this holiday season, say thanks to Prime Numbers for keeping the checkout queues short and your money safe. Well, most of the time anyway. Much of the cryptography that goes into beating bank card fraud comes down to 3, 5, 7, 197 integers that can only be divided into themselves and one. Banks randomly generate two very large primes, say 150 digits long, and use their product to encrypt the payment authorization from the microchip of your card to the point of sale terminal. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Wall Street's new blockchain apps faced real-world tests in 2024. More and more big banks deployed the technology in past year. Now blockchain use has to scale across settlement payments. Cryptocurrency firms may still be licking their wounds, but a slew of major financial companies, including JP Morgan Chase & Company, HSBC Holdings PLC, and Franklin Templeton, are flipping the switch on new systems built around blockchain, marking an acceleration into 2024. In the past week, a blockchain technology company backed by Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., UBS Group AG, and Banco Santander processed the first payments through a platform that's been in the works for several years. Deutsche Bank AG's asset manager, DWS Group, said on Wednesday that it had partnered with firms including market maker Flow Traders to set up a company that will issue a stablecoin. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, SEC claims staggering fraud by firm Hindenburg called out. Tingo Group, a financial technology company that was the subject of a short seller report, was sued by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for allegedly overstating its financial results in an ongoing fraud of staggering scope. Tingo and two related companies, Tingo International Holdings, Inc. and Agra FinTech Holdings, Inc., have booked billions of dollars in false transactions through two Nigerian subsidiaries since 2019, according to the lawsuit filed Monday in federal court in Manhattan. Tingo reported hundreds of millions of dollars in fake revenues and assets, the SEC alleges. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.